Words can wound deeper than physical blows, yet their scars remain invisible. In verbally abusive relationships, victims often struggle to name what's happening to them. The systematic dismantling of their reality through words and psychological manipulation. Patricia Evans' groundbreaking work has become a lifeline for millions trapped in this painful dynamic, helping them identify patterns they previously couldn't articulate. What makes verbal abuse particularly insidious is its hidden nature, occurring behind closed doors while abusers often present charming facades to the outside world. This disconnect creates profound confusion for victims who begin to question their own perceptions when no one else witnesses their suffering. Verbal abuse manifests in ways that often escape immediate recognition. While name-calling is obviously abusive, subtler forms, countering every opinion, trivializing accomplishments, or withholding emotional connection, create a perplexing reality where victims constantly doubt themselves. "I felt like I was going crazy," one woman explained. "He would say something hurtful, then deny saying it minutes later, making me question if I'd imagined the whole thing." The effects accumulate gradually but profoundly. Partners lose spontaneity, enthusiasm, and confidence. They develop guarded demeanors, constantly reviewing conversations to figure out what went wrong. Physical symptoms emerge. Chronic fatigue, persistent headaches, muscle tension, and frequent illnesses that mysteriously correlate with time spent with the abuser. At the heart of verbally abusive relationships lies a clash between two worldviews: power over, reality one, versus personal power, reality two. The verbal abuser operates from reality one, oriented toward control and dominance, while the partner typically functions from reality two, seeking mutuality and cooperation. When Anne suggests a family meeting about household responsibilities, Tom immediately perceives this as a challenge to his authority. The abuser's reality centers on control, where equality feels threatening. In contrast, personal power works through mutuality and connection to one's feelings, requiring self-esteem to recognize devaluation. The verbal abuser never developed reality two, as this would require confronting childhood insecurities driving their controlling behavior. Often rooted in early experiences of powerlessness, the abuser views vulnerability as weakness. When David's wife expresses emotion, he responds with contempt, calling her too sensitive, revealing his fear of emotional authenticity. This fundamental difference explains why traditional couples therapy often fails with verbally abusive relationships. It assumes both parties operate from reality too, when the abuser's worldview makes genuine collaboration impossible. Verbal abuse operates through specific categories that maintain power and control. Withholding deliberately denies emotional connection while maintaining cold indifference. Countering opposes everything the partner says. Discounting invalidates the partner's reality with phrases like, "You're too sensitive," particularly harmful as it causes self-doubt. Other forms include abusive jokes, blocking communication, blaming, judging, trivializing achievements, undermining confidence, threatening, name-calling, forgetting promises, ordering instead of asking, and denial, perhaps most insidious as it contradicts the partner's entire reality with statements like, "I never said that." Anger drives verbal abuse. Like an addiction, it follows a pattern. Tension builds until released through unpredictable outbursts that provide emotional release while reinforcing dominance. The abuser reconstructs any communication to justify their anger, expressing it through irritable snaps, explosive rages, cutting sarcasm, emotional coldness, and intimidating body language. The abuser's anger persists regardless of their partner's careful communication because it stems from their deep-seated sense of personal powerlessness, not external triggers. Evans identifies five levels of verbal abuse, ranging from subtle denial to calculated undermining attacks and emotional withholding, a form of social-emotional deprivation as damaging as physical isolation. Partners of verbal abusers develop distorted beliefs they mistake for reality. they wrongly assume their inadequate communication causes their partner's anger, leading them to apologize for their reactions rather than recognizing the abuse itself. This conditioning stems from family upbringing, cultural messages, and relationship dynamics. Childhood experiences where emotions were dismissed prepare one to accept abuse later. The partner is conditioned to believe her mate is rational, a belief rooted in childhood experiences and cultural archetypes that portray men as logical and women as irrational. Cultural cliches like "it takes two to tango" further trap partners in self-blame and denial of their pain. Dreams often reveal what consciousness cannot yet acknowledge. Women report dreams of being physically restricted or harmed, powerful subconscious expressions of emotional truth, before they can name their experience as abuse. Paradoxically, while abusers accuse partners of negativity, these partners remain remarkably hopeful, clinging to brief periods of kindness as evidence of their partner's true nature. Their attempts at deeper communication backfire. The more they share vulnerabilities seeking intimacy, the more ammunition they provide their abuser. Recognition begins when partners question if their experiences are normal, often asking others, "Is that normal?" This marks the shift from self-doubt to questioning their mate's behavior. Trigger moments include noticing their partner speaking kindly to others while remaining harsh at home, or seeing their children mirroring abusive communication patterns. Verbal abuse violates fundamental relationship rights: goodwill, emotional support, respectful listening, having your own views and feelings acknowledged, receiving sincere apologies, getting clear answers, living free from accusation and blame, having your work and interests respected, receiving encouragement, living without threats or angry outbursts, not being called devaluing names, and being asked rather than ordered. When responding to abuse, set clear boundaries with phrases like, "I won't continue this conversation while you're shouting," or "I deserve to be spoken to with respect." Never accept the abuser's denial, or you'll remain trapped explaining how they hurt you. Common denial tactics include, "You're too sensitive," "That never happened," or "I was just joking." For abusive anger, mentally reframe your mate as a tantrum-throwing child. Create an exit strategy for escalating situations, including a safe place to go and access to emergency funds. Recovery begins with recognizing verbal abuse and taking protective steps. The healing timeline varies with abuse duration and severity. Recognition brings both pain and shock as you confront that someone who claimed to love you was undermining your sense of self. Recovery means reclaiming trust in your perceptions and feelings. Helpful affirmations include, "I am not to blame," "I deserve respect," and "I have power over my life." Finding a supportive counselor is invaluable, but avoid advice suggesting vulnerability with your abuser. They typically exploit openness. As you heal, you'll discover previously discounted talents. Recovery involves grieving what you never had, true acceptance from your partner. Through this grieving, you integrate these values and become more whole. Distance brings clarity impossible while immersed in abuse. Realizing you were controlled rather than loved builds genuine self-esteem through recognizing your worthiness of respect. This journey transforms both your relationship status and your fundamental self-understanding. Your words, feelings, and reality matter. You matter, not as an extension of someone else's needs or a target for their pain, but as a whole person deserving dignity and authentic connection. Freedom begins with trusting your own voice, even when someone tries to silence it.